This is Building Bridges with Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg. Thousands of fast food workers across 150 U.S. cities walked off the job, and nearly 500 of them were willfully committing civil disobedience as part of their protest and were arrested. In New York City, 34 fast food workers were arrested. Protesting fast food workers have insisted that they were willing to do whatever it takes in order to earn union recognition and a higher wage. The New York City fast food workers were also joined by over 20 St. Louis area fast food workers, including many from Ferguson, who were among the first in the country to join the fight for $15.
And have been on strike as many as six times. Janita Jenkins, a McDonald's employee in Ferguson, said, "I'm willing to do whatever it takes because I'm barely surviving on $7.97 per hour." She makes at McDonald's. "And after everything that's happened here in my community during the last month, I know that if I don't stand up here and fight for what I believe in, for what's right, then nobody else will and nothing will ever change."
And we're going to be speaking to her in a little while, but first we're going to the line of protest.
We're gathered in front of Local 1199 on West 43rd Street. Hundreds of fast food workers and their supporters. Signs say, "On strike to lift my family up. $15 in the union. Strike fast food. Belga." We're heading up to the McDonald's on 56th Street and 8th Avenue. And the march is about to lift off. And we're moving. And I'm with a fast food worker from St. Louis. Looks like we got half the people of St. Louis up here. But where do you work in St. Louis?
I work at Jack in the Box.
Tell me what it's like.
I have to do everything at my job, and I still only get paid $7.50 an hour to do it. But she expects me to take orders, take cash, make food, and pass it out. I do everything.
How long have you been working there?
Going on a year.
And how many hours do you get a week?
No more than 30 hours a week.
When do you know how many hours you're going to be working?
When she posts the schedule, sometimes I'll get 20 hours, sometimes I get 30 hours. It just depends on how she feels that week.
Okay, what other complaints do you have?
I'm just tired of working so hard. I do maximum work for minimum wage, and I'm tired of it. I just want my 15 in the union.
This is your first demonstration?
No, it's not. This is my seventh strike, my fifth time being arrested for civil disobedience. We're basically going to be taking over the street, getting arrested to show these corporations. We're going to be doing whatever it takes for our 15 in the union.
Okay, so we're going to be doing that today, huh?
Yes.
Great. And tell me, what are your feelings on the situation at Ferguson?
I mean, it was bad. I've been protesting with the Mike Brown situation since it happened. When I'm not at work, I'm out in Ferguson actually protesting. I organized some of the protests that go on down there. Basically, I mean, it was an unarmed kid who got killed. He was an unarmed kid. It wasn't right. So just like this fast food, just like we're standing up for fast food and we want our fair wages, I want justice for him as well. Because we got to let these corporations know, and we got to let these police officers know what y'all doing is not right. Y'all can't do whatever y'all want to, when y'all want to, and how y'all want to. The people, we're not going to stand for it no more.
Okay, and who are you again?
I'm Ebony Williams from St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, thanks again. Thanks for coming up to New York to help us out.
Thank you.
And we're heading up 8th Avenue, I think, to 56th Street, to McDonald's there. And I'm with a New York City fast food worker. Where do you work?
Flatbush, Wendy's, Flatbush Avenue. I'm here doing a strike. We're trying to raise the minimum wage up to $15 an hour because $8 is not cutting it. It's not fair. that we make, and the CEO of the fast food restaurant, billions of dollars each year, while we making $8 each hour, and it just don't seem right. So that's why we're here, and we'll do whatever it takes. Getting arrested, we'll do it. Everybody that's wearing yellow tags will get arrested today, and that's why I'm here, and I will get arrested, and whatever it takes, and sooner or later, we'll win.
Wendy's, that's got a, such a nice image.
Yes, yes.
How much do you make?
$8 an hour.
What do you do?
Pretty much everything. It's constant multitasking, cleaning, cooking, register, all of that. And it gets stressful. I'm a hard worker, but it's not worth it getting paid $8 an hour.
How many hours a week do you get?
About 25.
That every week?
Sometimes they reduce the hours, yes.
Okay, and is this the first demonstration?
Yes.
Okay, well, you're heading right into it, aren't you?
Yes.
What changed your mind to come to this one?
Well, it's because it's a big thing, and I believe that it's right for us to have $15 an hour. If we have to do a strike out here on 42nd Street, New York, Manhattan, then that's exactly what we're going to do.
Are you actually on strike today?
Yes.
What about other people in that same Wendy's location?
There's a lot here.
And what's your name again?
Khalil Hardy.
And you're a Wendy's worker?
Yes.
Okay, thanks so much for being here. Avenue.
Mic check. Whenever we pledge allegiance to the United States, we do so thinking that this is a country which stands for liberty and justice for all. What kind of justice can there be when people who are working hard hours, 8 hours a day, 5 or 6 days a week, are paid $8, $8.50 an hour, and have to provide for their families food, clothing, and other expenses? There cannot be justice with such low pay. What kind of liberty can there be when workers are not allowed to form unions? Many years ago, Martin Luther King spoke about the fierce urgency of now. The fierce urgency of now has waited too long. Now is the time for the fierce urgency of now to become alive. Now you have started a movement that is gathering steam, a movement that is gathering momentum. Now you should push for your $15 an hour wages. Now you should push without compromising for the right to form unions. We speak about the dignity of every human being. But to recognize the dignity of every human being must mean that we have to allow them to live with dignity. And to live... to live with dignity, everybody must be paid sufficiently to be able to afford all of the basic necessities of life. To have decent wages, paid vacation, sick leave, as well as job security and protection on the job. So continue uncompromising from today until you get, until your aspirations are realized. Excuse me, please. Get through with that. Thank you.
Talking with Jonathan Weston, the lead organizer for New York Communities for Change, and tell me the significance happening today.
You know, workers today took a large step in escalating the fight for $15 an hour in the union. Workers, all across the country and here in New York, hundreds of workers, did acts of civil disobedience, reminiscent of the civil rights movement and what folks like Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks were doing to really move a message around. What's fair and just needs to happen, and it needs to happen in the fast food industry and McDonald's and the corporations need to actually pay workers a living wage that they can afford to raise their families, put food on the table, and workers elevated that fight today, and I think it's an escalation in the seriousness of what's at hand and how far workers are willing to go so they can actually afford to feed their families.
How many locations in New York went on strike today?
I mean, hundreds of workers from all around New York City went on strike at dozens of restaurants and two major acts of civil disobedience, early in the morning in Times Square and here in Midtown just right now.
We're at 56th Street and 8th Avenue. How many people were arrested here?
I think there were dozens of people arrested today here in New York City and then hundreds all over the country. So, workers have really escalated this fight, where thousands of workers went on the strike. In July, workers did the first convention of fast food workers ever, where 1,300 workers, voted unanimously to do civil disobedience, to do whatever it takes in order to get their message across. So, they need $15 an hour and they need, enough to live on.
Okay, what's going to be happening in the state legislature, hopefully soon, to address the problem of minimum wages?
So, I think what needs to happen is, the Senate Republicans have been blocking minimum wage legislation on the state level for, a couple years now. And, what we want to see happen is the ability for localities like New York City to be able to raise their minimum wage higher than, the current levels and higher than even beyond what the state minimum wage is so that families can actually, live off of what the minimum wages are in those localities. And, the goal is that, in the state legislature, the Senate, the Assembly, and then hopefully the governor will, pass this legislation going forward. And, I think the workers took a large step in pushing that message forward today.
It's going to take a lot of pressure, right?
It's going to take a lot of pressure. It's going to take, some victories in November and, the electoral cycle. And, it's going to take a lot of work in Albany this year. So, there's a big fight ahead of us still in New York State. But, there's also a larger fight against, the fast food industry and the corporations who have the power right now to raise workers' wages without legislative authority. They could raise workers' wages today.
Great. And I was speaking with
Jonathan Weston from New York Communities for Change.
Thanks so much for all you do.
Thank you.
Everybody, we're going to march south down 8th Avenue and then east on 55th Street. So let's all do an about face
and turn this sucker around, all right?
I believe that we can win. I believe that we can win. I believe that we can win. We'll be back. We'll be back.
Well, they certainly will be back, and as we said, thousands of fast food workers across the U.S. walked off the job, and 500 of them committed civil disobedience and were arrested. 34 of those were in New York. But now we are going to speak to one of the workers who was actually in New York, but is a McDonald's worker in Ferguson, Missouri. And we are delighted to have with us Janina Jenkins. Janina, how'd you like New York?
It was a great experience.
Why?
Because I got to spend with the workers and stand up with them and fight for what we believe in. And I got to see, like, stuff in New York that I haven't seen before either.
And a lot of folks in New York, just a week or so before that, were heading down to support their sisters and brothers in Ferguson's over the police shooting of the unarmed African-American youth, Michael Brown. Now, I know you're someone who works in Ferguson, and as a worker there, do you see a correlation between the miserable working conditions for African Americans in Ferguson with the death of Michael Brown?
I do see a relationship with both. It's bad jobs equals poor communities, basically. Because of their bad jobs, then the community is going to be poor.
Is that got something to do with the issue of racism and the way these franchises treat the workers just as police treat the community of African Americans?
It is the same, and it has a lot to do with both, because we're all treated unfairly.
Tell us about your conditions as a McDonald's worker.
It's horrible because you have to do extra work. You have to do what the manager's job is, basically. They come to work to sit in the office, and you have to run their floor for them, and they're getting paid to do it, or you have to work extra hard. Like, if you're a cashier, you have to do multiple things. You don't get paid to do multiple things. I signed up to be a cashier, so that's what I expect to do. But they want you to be a cashier, to bag, to make food and make fries. It's just extra work off $7.50. Like, that's not enough. Like, you want me to do all of this, but you can't even pay me a decent wage.
And tell me, how many hours a week do you work?
No more than 20.
Does that mean that sometimes less, sometimes more? When do you know how many hours you're going to work?
When the schedule comes out, but usually it's still no more than 20 or it'll be less than 20. Sometimes it could be less. Depends on, they can be like labor is high, so they just like cut people hours back.
What about the health and safety conditions? I mean, every time I go in to purchase things at a McDonald's, I see all the hot sizzling oil and stuff, and I can't help but think to myself, given the quick pace of things and the enormous lines of people waiting, that it can be dangerous.
That's why we need a union, because, like, when we get hurt at work or if we get hurt at work, like, it's not, nothing is covered. Like, I got earned at work multiple times, but it wasn't covered. And it's like they couldn't do anything about it because we don't have insurance within our business. So that's why we need this union in our businesses. Like, I got burned by the fire, by the fry hopper, dropper fries, the grease pop-up. But it's like we need a union.
In past years, there have been a lot of protests at the McDonald's in Ferguson and in the surrounding areas. How many years have you been active in this struggle?
I've been 22 months.
Okay, and have you been at protests before in the Ferguson area?
Yes.
I wonder if you can talk about your family. Are you a single person? Do you have children?
I stay with my mother, and I don't have any children.
So do you help support the family?
Yes, I do help support my mother because she lost her job. So I basically been trying to support and help her with my little sister and my niece and my also my older sister, helping trying to help them out and stuff like that.
And what are you getting paid on the job now, and what do you feel about that wage?
Well, I get paid $7.97, and I feel that it's unfair, and I feel like these corporations make billions of dollars each year, and they invest their money into restaurants instead of the workers. And I feel like it's not that they don't have the money to do it. I feel like they don't think that we're worth 15 in a union. That's why they don't pay us that. And I feel like without us, they wouldn't even make these billions of dollars because they need us to take the orders and to make the money for them. And it's just like, I'm just like really fed up with these wages. Like, these wages are too low. Like, how do you expect for anyone to live off these low wages? $7.50 an hour is what minimum wage is in St. Louis. That is not nothing, because at the end of the day, the cost of living go up every year, regardless of minimum wage go up or not. And I feel like it's just ridiculous. Like, how do you expect someone to live off of $7.50 with bills and kids and whatever else responsibilities they have?
How did you get this job, which you've worked at now for 22 months, and what do you think about staying there?
I've been in the organization for 22 months. I've been working at McDonald's for 3 years.
Ah, 3 years. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, ma'am. That was one of the few jobs that was available in the area because I was still in high school, so that was really only the job that really would hire me on.
And what would you like to do if you were able to save some money from this job when there's a decent wage?
I would like to finish school because I was a student at Umsville University, Missouri, St. Louis, but I had to drop out of school. I couldn't afford to pay the money a semester, so I had to drop out. So I would love to save up money so I can finish school and get back to what I really want to do and accomplish in life.
What about the other people who are working in the Ferguson, Missouri McDonald's? Do they feel the same way that you do? Are they willing to see their way to organizing and actually pushing for a union?
Yes, many do.
How are people organizing and coming together there?
Co-workers decided to basically start organizing the store because this girl that actually got me involved in this, her name is Ifama, because she saw something on Facebook and invited me to a meeting. So it just, like, clicked. Like, I was like, wages just low, and then that's how we start organizing within our stores to get more workers involved and letting them know, like, we need 15 in a union. And so then, and the power, and we let them know, like, the power and the numbers matter. Because if all the workers come together and stand strong together, then we can win and get this 15 in a union. And then we just basically, like, everybody's story is different and everybody's struggle is different. So we all came together and we decided, like, we're fed up. Like, we want change within our community and within Missouri, period. Like, we want 15 in a union. We want basic benefits. I feel like we as a whole feel like working at any job, you should have basic benefits such as dental, health care, but we don't have that working at McDonald's. And they have billions of dollars together.
Could you even see the union supporting the people who are, of course, protesting the police killing of Michael Brown? Do you think that a union could be all-encompassing and really tackle all these different discriminatory issues, whether it's about your wages or your human rights?
Yes, because we have the unions that we do have that have our back. It's SEIU, CBCU, and then Show Me 15 also supports us. So we have unions that's willing to stand with us, even though what's going on with Michael Brown. They're willing to stand up and still believe that we deserve more.
Were you out there protesting after the killing of Michael Brown?
Yes, I was out there from the very beginning, since day one.
What do you think is going to happen, and what are you working to see happen in the aftermath of the terrible, terrible, terrible killing of the unarmed Michael Brown?
What I want to happen with Michael Brown, I really hope that we get justice. And I really hope that we as a community can stay together as a whole and just fight for what's right, because we talked and we know that it's not just the individual police department. It's the system itself. So we want to just make change.
What kind of change? What kind of justice are you talking about?
Like, we want Darren Wilson in jail. Like, we want him indicted in jail. There's no ifs, buts, or what about it. We feel like he needs to be in jail.
And if he's in jail, what do you say about the rest of the police department, or the fact that there's only one member of the city council that is a person of color, or so many of the other things that seem to be treating people of African ancestry disparately and discriminately? What are some of the other things that are now being raised?
Police need to represent the community. Like, I just want, like, to me, in my opinion, everybody else's opinion, the police should reflect the community. Like, whichever community that you work in, you should reflect it, or it should be half and half. It shouldn't be majority Caucasians and majority Black African Americans. It should just be half and half, or should just the police officers just reflect the community so they can build their relationships within the community.
Are you proud of the youth that was out there, and are you proud of yourself and your sister and brother workers who came out across the country to stand up for a living wage and for a union?
Yes, I am proud. Show Me 15, actually a couple of youth that's with Show Me 15, as myself, led the peaceful protesters. And I am proud because it just shows that we can all come together no matter what. And the reason I'm proud that the youth is involved because if this is their fight, like if they want change, they have to lead and make change within their city, within the community they serve.
So you're going to continue with the struggles, justice for Michael Brown and for 15 in the Union?
Yes, I am going to continue because I believe in both.
So then what do you think needs for our listeners to know? What do they need to know about you as a worker, as a worker activist? What do you want us all to do to support folks like yourself who are working in these franchises and who want a living wage?
Supportive in their local communities. So just stand with us, like, just be with us as a whole and have our backs. Like, just have our backs and represent us. And just whatever we do, just help us leading it or help us with the resources that we need to make it happen.
Well, I see every evidence here that we are talking to somebody who is the new labor leader of the future and
of the present.
Of the present, yes, you're right, Ken. Janina, I think you are going to wind up making one heck of a difference in what happens to the workers in the Ferguson, Missouri McDonald's and those across this country for a $15 increase in wage for a union, for the health benefits, and for a heck of a lot more dignity on the job, right?
Yes, that's me.
It sure is. Thanks for
it is, and you're delightful, and you're energetic, and you have a lot to teach us, and we'll have a lot more than your back. I promise you that. Thank you so much for speaking with us, and keep that keeping on.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
And thanks for coming to New York to help us out here and keep on keeping on.
Always, always. I'll come back to you.
Okay.
And we were speaking with Janina Jenkins, a McDonald's worker in Ferguson, Missouri, who joined the New York City protests and has been active in protesting as well the police killing of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. And, hey, she's the future and spells all kinds of promise for a reinvigorated and exciting movement of workers claiming the wealth and the benefits that they deserve. They do the work. They should reap the benefits. Again, Janina, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.